Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shekha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or to my Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a specific meme that I read recently on INFJs that was kind of interesting to me. And I wanted to share my thoughts on it, obviously, with you guys. That is the sound of a rickshaw or a tuk-tuk. It seems very distinctive and you can always tell it if it's around. In any case, I get distracted by the sounds around me. In any case, what I wanted to speak to you guys about was that meme. And the meme said something like, it showed Simon Cowell, the guy who is in American Idol, I think American or British Idol. He's one of the, British Idol. He's one of those judges, very judgmental, but very critical, but everyone loves him, obviously. And so, you know, they show him standing there in a hallelujah kind of pose saying, when people finally realize that the person that you thought was bad is actually bad, right? or something like that. Not exactly word for word. And that's typically INFJs for you. We have this, and I'm not saying that we're like precognizant or that we are psychic or anything exactly, but a lot of times we have this sense about people that instantaneously we get this kind of gut feeling. And a lot of people, I think, get that, not just INFJs, but a lot of people, you know, you'll meet someone and instantaneously you have this instant dislike for this person. You know that you're never going to be friends with this person. You're never going to be friendly with this person, or you're never going to be close, right? You know, you have this instant sense about this individual. Or sometimes you meet someone and you instantly know that you've known each other for a while, I mean, through the lifetimes, if you believe in that stuff, or the fact that you just feel like you know them and they're kind of like your soulmates from a past life and you're just so connected to them as if you are, you're just friends. You're friends for life and there's nothing that can happen that is going to break that friendship between you guys. And so that kind of connection as well happens sometimes, right? But this feeling of ill will, of this feeling of dislike that happens quite often, but does happen to INFJs. And we'll be sitting there sometimes, and this happens to me a lot, and used to happen to me a lot in high school and university, when I used to have more people around me. But, you know, I'd be in a group of people, obviously, friends of mine or acquaintances, but people that I was in a group with, maybe a group project or maybe even friends, and a new person would join the group or a new person would be introduced into the group by a friend, a mutual friend. And I would just sit there thinking, oh no, this isn't good. And because instantly I had this feeling of dislike for this person. But of course, and this happens to me quite often, the people around me were completely oblivious that this person has some sort of quality that's not going to jibe. Or is just not the kind of person that you'd want to hang out with. Maybe they're manipulative, maybe they're narcissistic, maybe they're attention seekers, whatever it might be, something about them would kind of rub me the wrong way, and I would think, nah, I don't think I can be friends with this person. And what happens usually is that no one else obviously sees it. You know, no one actually sees it. And I'm not saying that I'm, as I said, I'm psychic or anything. It's a feeling. And we're very much about our gut and our feeling or our intuition, right? We really follow those things. And so we sit there thinking, all right, so why can't anyone else see this? Why am I the only one noticing this? Why can't everyone else see that this person is obviously not a nice person and should not be loved as the way that they are, or should not be admired or appreciated or praised as they are, because they're not worth it. They're just speakers or talkers. They're not doers, or there's just something wrong about them, right? This happened to me, last time this happened to me was 5 years ago. Last time I was actually part of a group of people. And there was this individual who everyone in the group was enamored with, right? For some reason, and she's beautiful, smart, amazing, I'm sure. But for some reason, I could not be friends with her. And I saw the other side of her where I thought that she was kind of manipulative and a little bit, I don't know how to explain it. There was just something about it. I was like, nah, I don't think so. And so, of course, I had to leave the group make sure that when they were organizing events, that if she wasn't showing them up, then I could show up as well. But if she was going to be at the event, then I had to say no, right? I had to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it. Of course, most of the time she was there, so I was basically kind of like kicked out of the group by myself, right? They didn't do anything. They didn't say anything, obviously. They wanted me there, but I was like, no, if she's there, I can't be there, because I just can't handle that negative energy that I was feeling. And so I tentatively, or, you know, just, I was kind of out of the group, kind of. And this happens, obviously, a lot. That was the last time it happened. And I knew eventually that they would see that this individual wasn't perfectly as they had thought her to be. And they would see her manipulative side. They would see her negative qualities. But by the time that would happen, I would be out of the group, and I was already in Chiang Mai. And recently, I've had a bunch of messages from those people saying, you know, yeah, I just can't believe that. I thought she was that kind of person. She's turned out to be completely different. You know, she actually isn't what I thought she was, and I can't believe it. And I thought we were friends, but she treated me like this and that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it took you long enough. It took you four or five years to figure this out. Like, what's going on with you people? So that always really surprises me. It's like, how is that possible? How can this person... First of all, I'm actually really amazed by the ability of people to manipulate or to distract other people from their real qualities, to not manipulate them, but to trick them, I guess, or to deceive them in a way where I'm thinking to myself, how are you people so easily freaking deceived? Or how is it that it's so easy to manipulate people into believing that we're good people when we're not really good people? How does that work? Why are people... Is it because people are more inclined to believe in the goodness of people, or are they misled by the beauty of people? I imagine that has to do a lot with it. If you're beautiful, I think a lot of times you can manipulate people into believing anything about yourself. I also read the stat where it said that good-looking people and tall people have more of a chance of getting a job and of being liked and of being president than the other people. So the presidents that have been elected have always been taller than the other people who were in the who were fighting for the same race or were in the same race. The taller one always won, which is kind of interesting to me. But anyway, so that I think might be one of the reasons why people get manipulated. But there's, I'm sure, a bunch of different reasons. But it always kind of baffles me where I'm sitting there thinking, why is this happening again? And I know a lot of you guys, and considering the meme was created, that a lot of you INFJs, a lot of us, have the same issue where we're sitting there thinking, why is this happening again? Where these obviously smart people, because they're our friends and they are smart, you know, they have great jobs and they do amazing things with their life, but why and how are these people being, or why is it so easy to manipulate these people into believing that this person's good, kind, generous, whatever it might be, when they're actually obviously not? And why can I see it so clearly whereas you can't? Why don't you see it? And this thing about this really actually bugs me. I always sit there, and this has happened to me since I was in high school. I sit there and think, why can't you see it? And what is it in me that allows me to see it? Partly obviously it's intuition, partly also it's the fact that we have a little bit of a hard time trusting people, maybe. Although I do believe in the kindness and goodness of people, I try as much as possible to believe in it, but sometimes I just can't, and there's no way, and I just know that it's not going to work out. I think also another thing that we have is that we're not afraid to lose people, or to lose the group, or to be ostracized from the group, or let go from the group. We don't really mind as much. We don't care as much about losing friends or family. If they're not good for us, we'll let them go. It's fine, because we'd rather take care of ourselves and our mental sanity. But most people, I think, they want to be part of the group. They want to have friends. They don't want to lose that connection. And so they will stay around people that are perhaps not good for them, even though obviously it's not good for their sanity. So I think, I mean, these are all the different analyses that I've done over time. It still bugs me, though. I still look at the situation and think to myself, what a waste, and what and why? Why is the question that runs through my head over and over again? Why do people let this happen over and over? Why can't they see it as we see it? I wish they could. And I wish I was strong enough to be like, you know, no, this person's not for me, and I'm sorry, but you should really stay away from them as well. Mostly, obviously, I'll just run away from the situation, which is what I normally do. I'm trying not to do that anymore. But that's what we do as INFJs, right? I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. If you guys have any questions about this, obviously, comment below and I will do a follow-up video on it. And I'd love to hear from you guys about your own experiences with people who you met and instantly knew that there was something weird about them or wrong with them, and how no one else saw it. Did you guys have issues like that or situations like that? I'd love to hear about that. If you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.